Okay. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis that Klal Yisrael Tochu Gimel Yomim B'loi Teira, and therefore their Musakim Kriyas HaTeira B'yom Beis, Hei, and Shabbos. That's the Gemara. That was the Takanas from the Vim HaRishonim, the Mei Moshe, either Moshe himself, the Rambam writes, from the Yerushalmi, and Teres Chaim, what's in Mashkech, it was the Vim after Moshe died, but it was the Takana made in the times of Moshe, because Klal Yisrael went 3 days without Teira. And the Aleph Beis is, I mean, the Kashya is going to be stronger, but like, what does it mean? Klal Yisrael, Taka did learn. There was no limit on Teira then. Klal Yisrael went 3 days in Shkalat. They read the New York Times. But to bring up the Kashya stronger, the Shlomo Kluger and the Ginnis Vradin and that Mr. Prima Godin asked the Kashya that the Gemara Menachis and the Tzadik Tess says, Tzadik Tess in the days, that a person's yaitz in the midst of Talmud Teira with Kriyashma Shoshachas Kriyash Shoshalavim. And Klal Yisrael Zichah said Kriyashma. So they were Yaitzah Talmud Teira. So what does it mean they went 3 days without Teira to the point that we had to make a Gansa Takana from Kriyashma Teira? As they select the Gedol HaKreinim on the Gemara. There's Kama Mahalchim, which I think bring out various sides to Genekudes. The Prima Godin has two Terutzim. The first answer he says is that Yavada Klal Yisrael Kaleng Kriyashma. Sefelt by Klal Yisrael Esek HaTeira. Lasek B'Devei Seira. Amelus B'Teira. Teira B'Esek. Teira B'Ian. Teira B'Aimek. Shalei Osku B'Teira. Kriyashma is the Shken Esek from Teira. And what's Kutais from that Prima Godin is Vaistais of Kriyas HaTeira is Siya Esek in Teira. It's not, you sit back and you sit up on the chair next to you and you hear about Teira say the words. Vaistais, the Kriyas HaTeira, father's an Asik, a Havana, an Imek, I'm old, it was a Maturgaman. And it was a Lima that Taira, the Asik, that Klal Yisrael was missing with the Kriyashma. The Mela, they were Misakin, a Kriyas HaTeira that can have an Asik. Second, you want to say Chiddush, it's a grace of Mela of learning from the Sefer Taira. Klal Yisrael felt the Mela of learning from the Sefer Taira. They wanted to have, they shouldn't go 3 days, that there's no Lima that Taira from Ketusha from Sefer Taira alone. That's the Pima Garden of Mahalach. So the Pluga and the Ginnis Faradim bring out the chiluk between a Torah Barabim and a Torah B'Yachid. Vadi Yedaina Yedayid Galen Trishma Fazer Chalein of the Musik for Torah Barabim. The Gemara Brachos talks about different levels of Shechina, like Torah 10, 3, 2, 1, of its totally different levels. The Vul Klon, the Gemara, the levels of the Gemara, the Habanas HaGemara, the Imik, and the Shuras HaShechina goes up and up and up. And by 10 is a Gevaldika Kedusha and Taira and Shechina, and Mamela is Muatzlachin, the Taira and Mamela. They wanted that there should be a Taira Rabbin. Mamela, they were Masakin, that's why, because Taira was Niskan, that's like a Dabisha Kedusha, then he's Asara, because you say those they wanted a Taira Rabbin. Trying to chakta up a third Mahalach, again, along the same lines of the time it brings out what Kriyas HaTeira is. Yisoid v'shoy shavoyda, when he talks about Kriyas HaTeira, he's very ma'alich on this, but again, you don't have to go to a Heilig Yisroel for this. The Etzem Zach is brought down in the Peshkim, the Levush, the Ginnis Rodim, and the Tzugang is, and it's based on a Zaya Kaddish in a few places, is that Kriyas HaTeira is Dugmas Maimon HaSinai. The Bima, this is HaSinai, and the Valkeira is Adu B'Makam Moshe, Adu B'Makam De'Ebishta, it's in the Schreis, by the Levush, it's Makam Moshe, by Ginnis Vardim, it's Makam De'Ebishta. And they make the Cheshvin, and the Oyla is Makam Klal Yisrael. Some even have a Sprach, the Gabai is the Ebishta, the Valkyra is Moshe, and the Oyla is Klal Yisrael. The Meram Rutenberg would stand by Kriyas HaTeira, they say, because it was Dugmas HaSinai, where Klal Yisrael stood. And what we're doing is, we're reenacting Maimon HaSinai, and that's the difference of Taira. The Torah by Maimon HaSinai was Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses. And as we always try, the Gemara and Brachos says Torah has to be Be'ema, Be'reses. That's the name of Balkari. There's no Torah, but that is also the Torah. But Avada, the greatest level of Torah, the highest level, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, is Kibbutz Inasai. And the self by Klal Yisrael was Agedah from Torah, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses. They didn't have the Torah from Sinai Dika Torah. And the Tikkun was that there should be never 3 days that we don't have a dugmas maimon HaSinai where a person has to feel that he's standing with Nehat Sinai, Mehat the Torah from Eibish Alein, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah from Kol Gadol, Le Yosef, the Kol from Sinai, Le Pasak, the Eim of Yer Beretzes. That's a different sort of Torah. It's a Santa Mishnah Brura. It's in Kuf Mendal, at Tzivchat Mbeis. It says, on the din, Eim Medalgin, now we're Medalgin from Parashah to Parashah. What's the Yisoid? Why now we're Medalgin from Parashah to Parashah? The Shavura says that the Baal Torah has to be nichnas b'leiv Hashemim, because it's full of azarais, unchin, midais, and all different limudim and oimik of Havana, what has to be learned. So if you can be medalagmin, partial parasha, the mention for tumult. So they learned it as a medalagmin. Let me call already the Mishabur and the Chavtskayim, the Kirpias HaTorah has to be that if he comes to b'leiv Hashemim, the azarais, the unchin, well, Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai wasn't just Liman HaTorah. Maimon HaSinai was Kabbalah HaTorah. It's come to say, Gavaldik HaChidosh, as yet the Kriya HaTorah, so there's a Kabbalah HaTorah on the Torah that you're learning. A year passes and we learn the whole Torah, we're Mekabal Tayyad Mitzvahs, we're Mekabal Kol HaTorah Kula, with all the Ketusha and Torah, and all the Midas, and the Ancient and the Azaris. It's Mishtam HaLiman HaTorah. It's a Liman HaTorah, the aim of Yerikinis, you know, sorry, that has in it what? Kabbalah HaTorah with the Ganser Shlemus, that's what Klal Yisrael, that's what needed, and that's what's felt, the Gimel Yamin, the Loi Torah, and the Bidba and the Mela, that's what they're Mesakin, as I saw, Kriya HaTorah, Dugmas Maimed HaSinai. The Marsha and the Peres Chaim explain, what's the Choyma of Gimel Yamin, the Loi Torah? So 3 days, or three, or four, or two, not, two is okay, not three. So the Masha says that Gimel, we know what the famous number Gimel is, that's Meta Chazaka. And the Masha learns that if there's 3 days of that Torah, the mensch is Murzak Nish Tzolenen. And that does make the Sakana. Teres Chaim is Moisef Abir, as it's meant that the Yetzirah, every day the Gemara Kedushin says comes to attack us, he's Muskadish every day. And we all know there's only one Kedushin like Yetzirah, Barasi, Yetzirah, Barasi, Torah, Tavlin. But the Torah has a kayak to destroy the regular Yetzirah. But if we give the Yetzirah 3 days where he comes b'chizuk rav without any counterattack against him, he gets so powerful that the kayak of Torah maybe doesn't have the power anymore to be mevatelet so shtak. But it's dangerous. We may not be able to fight it off properly. And therefore, they were mesakin, we should never have 3 days without Torah. And the way we're learning now, it seems, the ikar koyach that destroys the Yetzirah is or the esek atayra, like the Prima Gadim said, it's not enough for Kriya Shema. You need esek, havanya, or you need Torah Berabim with Shechina, or you need Torah Kinesinasai. These are the Torah, this item of Torah has the koyach to be mevatel Yetzirah, and will not allow the Yetzirah to get a hold of us 3 days of that Torah, because if he does, then the Torah may not be able to fight it off. And the Mela, they will massacre in 3 days. The Ben Yehuda is such a beautiful page. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the Yetzirah has three names. He's called a Hoylech, an Oirech, and an Ish. The understanding is first, he's like a passerby. He just passes by you. Very weak, he's passing right by. If he is allowed that attack, he becomes like a guest, where he's staying by you. He's a guest, you know, you're still in more control, but he's the guest. And if it's another Kayach, he becomes the Ish, he becomes the Balabayas. Dr. Ben Yehuda, that's the 3 days. Day one, he's a Hoylech. So the Torah could knock him away. If you don't have Torah that day, he becomes a Urich. The Torah could knock it away. Then when it comes to Ish, the Balabayas, then we're in trouble. And that's what we're in Masakin. This Kayach HaTorah, Esek HaTorah, Berabim with Shina, Kinesinasai, never to allow the Torah to take Muchzik hold on us, a grip that's so powerful like a Balabayas, that maybe we wouldn't be able to fight him off. Tysus wants to know, why did they pick Yom Beis? What's up with Yom Beis? Yom Beis and Yom Hei. Why Yom Beis and Yom Hei? So Tyson, a beautiful cheshbon, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luch HaShnias on Yom Beis, or Yom Hei, I forgot which one was one. He went up on Adas Yom Hei, and he came down on Yom Beis. But he went up on Yom Hei, came down on Yom Beis, and those were the days where we were given a tshuva, the Eibush was Mechafa on the Chet Egel, and we brought, got back a Ratzin, a Ritzui to the Eibush to get Luch HaShnias. So that you may reach it. Beautiful pshat. When you learn the Gemara at first glance, it's a beautiful pshat, but what does it have to do with the sugya? What we're talking about, they were misakin a mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. Why? Because they were 3 days without Torah. It's a very bad thing. Okay. So why beis and hay? So if you look into Daf V'Kein and Bala Tosfos, they break it down in the Imbos out of the booklet. I'm not sure if you got that copy. The Daf V'Kein and Bala Tosfos says that he makes a cheshbon that the Luchos Rishonos were given to Klai Yisrael on Yom Beis. The Luchos Shniyos were given to Klai Yom Hay, or again, I may be mixing up beis and hay. So the Baal Yom Beis and Yom Hay are the days that we got the Luchos. So it's very geschmack. Those are the days that they were misak and kriyas haTorah. The way Tosfos says it is that those were the days that we became a rutzah to Eibishter. It became Yimei Rutzin. Tosfos says nice. That's why when there's a tainus, we fast on days of hay. That makes loads of sense. A tainus is a day where there's a tzara. We're fasting. We need rachem Yisrael. So you do it on a day of ritzli. Here there was 3 days of that Torah. Chesaron of bittul Torah. So we're making a takana for Torah. Oh, days of hay. Great. So you pick Yimei Ritzli. What does Yimei Ritzli have to do with Torah? The Teretz is, like we explained, from the Mashah and the Teretz Chaim and Ben Yayada. We're not just talking about the Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah caused that the Yetzirah took hold of us. And when the Yetzirah took hold of us, we're in big trouble. And we need Rachem Eshamayim to beat the Yetzirah. So they were Mesakim Gimel Yomim not to go below Torah. So we should have the Kayach of Baruch Yetzirah Baruch Yetzirah Tavlin. And even if the Yetzirah took hold of us, reached 2 days' worth, we should be able to fight them off. That needs Givald Rachem Eshamayim and Ritzui. Then they were misak in the Kriyas HaTorah, Yom Beis and Yom Hay, so days of Ritzui, so we should be matzliach in Friday, we're slaughtering off the Yetzirah and winning over the Yetzirah with the Kriyach of Baruch Yetzirah Baruch Yetzirah Tavlin, Dafka B'tirif, that it's Yimei Rachamim, Yimei Ritzui, and this way we'll be able to destroy the Yetzirah. The Gemara talks about a takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Mincha B'Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why were they misakin Kriyas HaTorah? Why were they misakin Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos on Mincha? The Gemara says, for the Yoshvei Kronis. Now, Rashi says a pshat. I don't think that's how we would have learned the Gemara on our own. And we'll see many who don't learn like Rashi. Rashi says, Yoshvei Kronis is very much connected to the Takana of Yom Beis Vehei, that they were misakin a Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Beis Vehei. And now, what happened? The Yoshvei Kronis were too busy in their business. They were busy trying to make money, and they had no time to get away from the Asik, their business on Beis Vehei, and they missed the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Beis Vehei. And therefore, they were never in trouble. They were Hochul Gimel Yom HaBalei Torah, because they missed the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Beis Vehei. They only had Shabbos or Shabbos, 7 days in between. 6 days, whatever, they never had a problem. So today, to be mashal, what they missed, to fix up their problem, they were misakin a Kriyas HaTorah, a Nocha Kriya, even though we're waiting at Nocha Kriya to them on Mincha. And the obvious question that I'm sure the Olam was bothered by is that Ma'ahayilu Chachamim B'takanasim. The problem was they went 3 days without Torah. Shabbos, they have a Kriyas HaTorah Shachos anyway. So we have Torah on Shabbos. The day of Shabbos is not our problem day. Our problem is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And there's 6 days without Torah. That means we're going 3 days without Torah. That means the Yetzirah overtakes us and we're in trouble. So we'll fix it up. Nacha Kriya on Shabbos. We have Torah on Shabbos. Nacha Kriya on Shabbos. How are you misacking the problem of Gimel Yamin B'loi Torah? I'll tell the Rashi. The Meiri and the Shita learn Taka the Gemara. There's nothing to do with Yom Beis and Hay. The Yom Beis and Hay, there was a Takana. Everybody went to Kriyas HaTorah. The Yoshvei Kronis was that it was a new problem, that the Bittul's run on Shabbos. The long Shabbos afternoon, you weren't working, so for Shetach Shabbos and Satayra. What happened? People didn't go to Kriyas HaTorah. They didn't go. That's because people didn't go to Beis Medrash. They didn't go learn. They wasted their time. They sat the Yoshvei Kronis at the corners of the shop and go get plots. And then there's a good word for it. They did nothing all day. The Bacham have a good sprach for it. They sat and they did zero. They were Yoshvei Kronis. Oh, chilled. Chilled is the word. They chilled. Yoshvei Kronis. So they're Mitzakin and Kriyas HaTorah. That's an Yishmak. Everything's beautiful. But like Rashi, that the problem was, we're not talking about Batlanim. We're talking about they were busy in the Asik. So they missed Beis Vehei. So how are you fixing it up? By making a Takana Talein on Shabbos. Just a machshava that we had was that the Bereish Chai talks about in many places, but all the Arizal, from the Arizal, many say that the Limud HaTorah that a person has on Shabbos is 1,000 times more powerful in others than any period that a person went during the week. The Chazon Ish, once someone told him a svar in learning, the Chazon Ish told him it's bundikul menusa that you mechadish the svar in Shabbos. That's a Shabbos tikkun svar. The Torah has gevaldet with the Nisham Yisera, the Rishonim and Bereishis talk about the ikkun of the Nisham Yisera to be masig ruchni and Torah. Memela, a person's Torah on Shabbos is so much more powerful. Every mitzvah we do on Shabbos is more powerful, is much more than we do during the week. Tzai Bazai, the Teres Chaim explained, and the Ben Yehuda, that after 3 days, the Yetzirah is machzik enough, gets a grip on us, he becomes a balabayas, and the Torah can't fight him off anymore. That's the Torah during the week. But noch Torah on Shabbos, yeah, we learned in the morning, noch amal, meh Torah, and then the second more Torah on Shabbos, eisik ha-Torah, Torah dugma sinai, Torah berabim on Shabbos, even if Nebuch, they went 3 days without Torah, the Yetzirah took hold, maybe the Koyach of Torah on Shabbos could knock them off, and the Mela, that's why even like Rashi, there was a uftu, a hiluchamet akanotzen, that being Mesak and more Torah on Shabbos, because Torah on Shabbos has a gevaldik koyach to thwart off the Eitz Sahara. The Shmuel Eleket and Rabbeinu Menoyach handle, why would they not Mesak and a Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov by Mincha? Now, L'chayr, like Rashi, the Kasha Eitz Mishtan. Like Rashi, we're making a makeup for people that missed Monday and Thursday. Now, how often does Yom Tov come? 3 times a year? There's 52 weeks that doesn't have a yontif to be misakin while you missed Monday and Thursday. So it makes no sense to fix what you missed Monday and Thursday by waiting on yontif. The Mela, Shabbos, we fix it on Shabbos. But Frat, we said, if the Torah lady Shabbos, that was the day Hashem gave us the Torah. The Mela, Shabbos, we get the Mela of Torah on Shabbos every week. We'll fix up what we lost by having 3 days of that Torah. Abeloit, the Rishayim that learned the Gemara simple. That Yesh Rikonis was Bittel's man, the same way these Yesh Rikonis had Bittel's man on Shabbos, and somebody had it on Yom Tov as well. So that was Shmuel Eleket and Rabbeinu Menoyach, they all go with this Mahalach of the Meiri and the Shita. And either they say Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Kulei Lachem, so the Baal that's covered Yom Tov doesn't bother us as much if there's no Torah. And more so, on Yom Tov, you're busy in a mitzvah, because you could cook and you could do Malacha for Sudas Yom Tov, but maybe you're not stand wasting your time. Hashik and Shabbos, where you can't work. And you can't do malacha, and you're not learning, you're not chilling, wasting your time, bittul zman, killing yourself, killing time. And they were on Shabbos, they were misakin a kriya, a mincha, and not on Yom Tov. Rather, the going brings, in Shulchan Aruch, from the Masechta Seferim, that the Masechta Seferim held there was a kriya satira on mincha and Yom Tov as well. Just a ha'orah on Rashi, which we'll answer, and later on I'm going to say something. If we get, hopefully we'll get there. Maybe the R maybe is not Shver, and I want to be mechadish and answer, which would end up leaving that this R is R. But Rashi says that the Yisoid of the Takana of laning on Shabbos by Mincha is for Mekayim the laning of Monday and Thursday. So it hits that in the Seid of the Takana of Ezra, it counts Mincha, the Takana of Mincha, before the Takana of Beis Vehei. Now, if the whole Takana of Mincha is to fix that you missed Beis Vehei, so L'chaira, you should have first mentioned the Takana of Beis Vehei and then mentioned the Takana of Shabbos Mincha. And I'm sure, because I'm on mute, that's why you're not streaming at me, but that Kasha is a toys, because Beis Vehei was way before Ezra. The Gemara says Ezra was Masakin, Avada, but Beis Vehei already was the Takana of Moshe, way before Ezra. Before Ezra was Masakin to lane Mincha on Shabbos, it was already Takana Beis Vehei that we shouldn't go Gimel Yom B'lai Torah. Ezra was Moisif to Beis Vehei, either he was just Moisif 10 Psukim, because till Ezra they had 3 Oilim with 3 Psukim, he was a 10 Psukim, or till Ezra only had 1 Oilim with 3 Psukim. Ezra was Moisif Gimel Oilim with 10 Psukim. But the Ezra Kri on Beis Vehei was even before Ezra, and the Yeshikonis missed that, and therefore they made a Takana for Shabbos Mincha. Even before Ezra made any changes of Yom Beis Vehei, it was negated to make a takana on Shabbos Mincha for what they missed on Beis Vehei. Okay. Now, one liasach. Pashtus, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, is a takana d'Rabbanan. It's a takana. Now, it may have a kayach of Divrei Kabbalah, because it's a takana for Moshe Rabbeinu. Takana is Moshe. And what Moshe is Masakim could be as in the Divrei Kabbalah. The Bach comes to be Mechadish, and he says, Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is Dereisa. Why is it the Raisa? And he's coming to explain a Rashi, to answer Tais Kashan Rashi. The Gemara in Brachas talks about if the Torah was given to be said in Lashon Kodesh, Daska or Bechal Lashon. What does it mean the Torah was given to be said? The Rashi says it's referring to Kriyas HaTorah. In fact, Tais says Kriyas HaTorah is only Drabanan. At best, it's Takanas Moshe from Ezra, but it's Drabanan. A pasuk in the Torah can't be referring even to Takanas Moshe. Pashtas. Zichat Takanas Ezra. You have a pasuk in the Torah, so Tractatus, what's going on? Dr. Bachno, it's the Raisa. Why is it the Raisa? So the Bach starts off saying it's the Raisa because of the Konos Moshe. Since Moshe was the second of its Raisa, which the Torah Chaim said it was even Moshe Rabbeinu, it was after Moshe. Moshe, the Rambam, the Yerushalmi say it's Moshe, so the Bach is fine to go that it's Moshe. Dr. Since it's Moshe, he calls it a Raisa. Now, Prima Gadim, the Bikki Yosef, on Matnia, that even if you want to call it a deraisa, but it's Moshe's takana. Moshe's takana was after the Torah was given. If the pasuk in the Torah, there's a pasuk in the Torah with dashani, that the Torah was given to be said in Lashon Kodesh, or to be said Chol Lashon, that's the pasuk of the Torah before Takanas Moshe. Even if Takanas Moshe has a chshivus of deraisa, you can't touch a pasuk in the Torah that's going on the kriya of Takanas Moshe if we're talking about what it says in the Torah before Takanas Moshe. So the Prima Gadim says that's not what the Bach needs. Now, the Bach brought an Al-Gamar in Babakamp. According to the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure why. But the Prima Gadim says, and this brings out a whole new Nakuda that the Gemara in Babakamp left out. The Prima Gadim says what the Bach means, and the Bach Taka mentions this, that we had a Yerushalmi brought down at the wrist. It was in the booklet here. I don't know why they didn't bring the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Megillah, the last Gemara in the Masechta as well, that's Lamed Aleph. But the Gemara says, and it says in the Torah, "Vaydaber Moshe, Esmer de Hashem al Bnei Yisrael." And we learn from there that it is a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to do a kriyas haTorah on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Hamoed. From where? From the pasuk, "Vaydaber Moshe, Esmer de Hashem al Bnei Yisrael." Dr. Prima Gadim, the Bach learned that that's a deraisa. Now, even though the Lashon Yerushalmi is, it's Moshe was misaken that. The Lashon Megillah doesn't say, it says mitzvah. Doesn't do with Moshe. That it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says that there's a kriyas haTorah on Shabbos and all mayadim. Now, Shabbos in Parshas Emor, even though it's not really a moyad, is the Hagdamah to Baras Mayadim Shabbos. From Shabbos, when Mekadosh Mayadim, it gets it's called moyad, or Moshe's Ma'ir Shabbos, not called moyad. But it's enough since it's brought down in Parshas Mayadim to go into the pasuk, Mayadim Moshe's Mayadim Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. That's the pasuk in that Parshas, Parshas Emor, which happens to be this week's Parsha. And Mimela, that's the Mekar for a new Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Hamoed. And when the Bach says Shabbos, it's loved after Shabbos, it's Tzuah Din, Shabbos, it's Tzuah Din, Shabbos and Yontif. It's Tzuah Din, Shabbos and Yontif, which would include Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. And there's a smach to this, because he said Shabbos. Why did he say Shabbos? If he means that's the takana of Moshe, of the Gemara Baba Kama, so even Beis Vehei should be the Raisa. Why does the Bach only say Shabbos? Shabbos, you say you need Shabbos and Yontif as well. But if even the Mechoil, if the Bach meant that's the takana of Moshe from the Gemara Baba Kama, then even Beis Vehei should be the Raisa. He clearly says only Shabbos is the Raisa, which may be Shabbos and Yontif. And if you look into Ritzvon Megillah, Ritzvon Megillah says Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yontif is the Raisa. Why? Outside Pashtas, he means Pashtas. It's going to be the Makar, it's going to be, even though he doesn't say the Makar, he just says Machia Cheshita from the Gemara. He never says what the Makar is. Machar, the Makar is going to be from this Pasuk, right? Abba Moshe, Medeh Shem Lenei Yisrael. The Prima Gadim says, I don't like it, because he holds it to an Asmachta, and even that's only his Rabbanan, and then, or maybe different Kabbalah, but the Bach Havada would be coming from that, and that's the Ritual as well. But what we clearly have in front of us is a new Kriya. A kriya based on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, like the Bach and Ritzvot, the right, but the Gemara, it's also Asmachta, and it's only Takana from Moshe, but it's a new kriya. And this is going to open up just something new over here. The Magen Avraham wrote the riff that said that Moshe was misakin a kriya on Shabbos, and Ezra was misakin a kriya on Beis Vehei. In fact, the Magen Avraham, what happened to the whole Gemara Baba Kama? Moshe wasn't just in the second Shabbos, Moshe was in the second Beis Vehei as well. So for example, the Rambam, it is really kasha on Tosfos in a few places. You look at the Machzor Shekel in the Magen Avraham, the Chasam Sofer. But we're trying to talk about the Torah that Moshe was in the second. And the Rif and these other Rishonim say, he was in the second Shabbos, Ezra was in the second Beis Vehei. It's not true. The Gemara Baba Kama says, Moshe was in the second Shabbos and Beis Vehei. Ezra was Moshe on Beis Vehei, either three Aliyahs and Tem Sukkim or just Tem Sukkim. But the Kriya of Beis Vehei was already by Moshe. So why is the Rif and others just bringing down that Moshe was in the second Shabbos and the Rif and Ezra Beis Vehei? And the Rif himself in Baba Kama brings down the whole Gemara Ketzurasai that Ezra was in the second, that Moshe was in the second Beis Vehei as well. Ezra was just Moshe, Tem Sukkim. It's very important that we have a beautiful Mahalas to explain this. There's two Bezundru Takanas in Kriya Satera. Moshe was in the second, Kleisel shouldn't be Hochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. That's Takanas Moshe of the Gemara Baba Kama. That's not a mitzvah Kriya. It's today that we shouldn't have the problem of Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. They were in the second, don't have the problem of Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. So lame betziba. It's not a takana. It's not a mitzvah. It's a protection that Yetzer Hara shouldn't overtake us. So they made sure there should be Torah Barabim, Gimel Yomim. There should never be 3 days without Torah Barabim. There's also a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. A mitzvah, a takana of a mitzvah Darabim of Kriyas HaTorah. A kriya, just like Hakel is a Kriyas HaTorah. They were Mesakin Kriya Satira. When on Yom Kiddushim, Vaydavu Moshe B'nei Hashem B'nei Yisrael on Shabbos, Yontif, Rish Chodesh, and Chalmon. It's Tzvei Bezundra Zachen. One's a din you shouldn't go 3 days without Torah, and one's a mitzvah Kriya. Oy Bazoi, the Rif, when he's bringing the Yerushalmi, he's bringing Takonas Kriya Satira as a mitzvah. Moshe's takana of Baba Kama, Shloihochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira, is Shloihochu, not a mitzvah kriya. Shloihochu. And that was the takana Shabbos and Yontif. The Rif is bringing mitzvah kriya satira. Mitzvah kriya satira? That's a mitzvah to lay on Shabbos and Yontif, not Beis Vehei. Now here's the knetch. Ezra came, and Ezra made a takana as follows. That Vibalt, we already lain on Beis Vehei. Not me did mitzvah kriya satira. Also, Hochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira, Shabbos has both. Shabbos has the takana from mitzvah kriya satira. Also, Yerushalmi, by Davin Moshe. Beis Vehei only has Hochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. Came Ezra, and he was Moshe's 10 sukkim, and Gimel Oilim. Ezra was Mesakin to make Beis Vehei to a mitzvah kriya satira. Moshe's takana was Shloihochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. Shabbos and Beis Vehei. Shabbos and Yom Tov have a mitzvah kriya, a mitzvah from Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. Ezra came and transformed the Torah of Beis Vehei, which is just Shloihochu Gimel Yom Beloi Taira, into Machlus for a mitzvah kriya. Zok the Rif that Moshe was a Mesakin mitzvah kriya satira on Shabbos. And Moshe and Ezra was in the second mitzvah kriya taira on Beis Vehei. Comes to Magen Avraham and says, Noshim Achayev in kriya satira, to the Masechta Sofrim. Frecht, the Yeshua Yaakov, frecht the Archa Shulchan, what are you talking about? The whole Yisrael of kriya satira is that they went Gimel Yom and Beloi Taira. Ladies don't have taira to go Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. They don't have to go, they can go 100 days without taira. So why should the mitzvah be to get to the Noshim? The Teretz is, that's b'negayat the takana of Baba Kama Shulchan Gimel Yom Beloi Taira. There's a bazunder and mitzvah which the Magen Avraham compares to Hakel. It's the kriya satira of Hakel, which is a tremendous musig of Torah, of Zvekir Shemayim and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And just even though Be'etzim it's Zman Grama, which is one of the Shulchan's kashas, and Lashma Patan Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah's kriya, just like the Gemara Bracha says, even though kriya Shema is Zman Grama, but ladies are chayiv and patzik rishon because a lady needs kabbalas mach shemayim. Even though there's a reason why she put the mezuzah, noshim boi chayi, the takana of the hakel the Kriya of Torah, and who are then the Takana of Kriya Satira every Shabbos and Yontif, that Takana could be based very there from Sakas and Hashem, but that Takana, where the Ikka Takana is Moshe of Torah, which is after the mitzvah of Kriya Satira, that's Dumi the Hakel, and that there was Sakas and Hashem as well. But Kuntais, that the same as under the Dinim over here, there's just a dish for Ochu Gimel Yom and Bloy Torah. That's one zach shol kim yom b'lo tayra, and then there's also a kriyas tayra. Just to think for Rashi, when Rashi said that they were masakin on Shabbos, since the Yeshikon is missed beis vehei, so they were masakin on Shabbos minchas when beis vehei. So yes, my whole chametz arkanos, and they still have 3 days b'lo tayra. It could be this is takanas Ezra to fix. That Ezra made that now Beis Vehei has a mitzvah kriyas atayra also. Ezra came and said Gimel Aliyas and 10 Pesukim Beis Vehei. Ezra kemacht us into a mitzvah kriyas atayra. Now that's nothing to do Shulchan Gimel Yom Bo'atayra. That was only suffer on Takanas Maisha. And the Yerush Mekonis, forget that. Good, Gimel Yom Bo'atayra, they missed. We can't fix that. But they missed mitzvah kriyas atayra. So they made a hashlama by Mincha to be mashlim the mitzvah kriyas atayra that they missed. Then it comes out a little funny that they mentioned the Mincha before Beis Vehei, because it's out of Seder. Just end the drush, some sefer says, according to Rashi, Yeshri Kanis, what do you help you make a Takana to lane? Now they're going to go. So Pasha, you learn yet. You know, if it's just learning, they don't go. But if there's a mitzvah, okay, there you go. The drush, some sefer says, in the time, they didn't go to that either. But the Maisim of Tzadikim on the Sakim for the Yeshri Kanis, but that's at their Maisim. So the regular Kisar in the morning is what you have to do. That's for themselves. They were most of a Kriya Mincha that the Tzadikim, the Elchim that go, then the second for the Eshvikonis, because we should get a Chizuk in Kriya Satayra. It's a Dugmas Maimah HaSinai. It's Tariq and it's Sinati Be'emi Yeresh Zaya. It needs Asik. It needs Kabbalah Satayra. And it destroys the Yetzahara. It's Mavatul Techa Yetzah. We have to have that Tachad from it, the Gvaldik Mitzvah of Kriya Satayra. And not only does it work for ourselves, but some sefer will help even out with the people that are not doing it, but bring them closer as Hashem. And then by mincha, we'll have lecham betakanatzim, because again, there's two dinim to the kriya. There's loyachim and betayim, and then they must sacken a mitzvah kriya. Mitzvah kriya is now a mitzvah fazach. Every Shabbos and Yontif, Rishchot, Chomayit has that. And Ezra was moist, that even Beis Vehei should have that.